Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Ben with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Premier Stephen Miles has announced a multi-million dollar investment into developing a battery industry in Queensland. The Miles government has pledged to spend $570 million over the next 5 years to commercialise battery technologies in Australia and drive supply chain growth. It is hoped the sector will be worth $1.3 billion and employed 9,100 workers by 2023. The investment seeks to capitalize on Queensland's supply of critical minerals amidst increased investment in critical minerals processing and battery manufacturing internationally. The Queensland Conservation Council has responded positively to the news, with Representative Stephanie Gray commenting, "Queensland has a natural clean energy advantage, but to secure manufacturing opportunities, we need policy certainty."
A European tourist has been pulled unconscious from the water at Broadbeach on the Gold Coast. Lifeguards attended to the 66-year-old Hungarian man at 1:30 p.m. yesterday and was pronounced dead. Gold Coast Chief Lifeguard Chris Maynard described the man's death as a tragedy, adding that recent beach conditions had been dangerous for swimmers close to the shore. The incident comes as another man in his 60s drowned on the Sunshine Coast on Monday.
In national news, WorkSafe Western Australia is investigating mining corporation Albemarle after workers at its Kemerton lithium refinery suffered from chemical exposure. 13 workers complained of painful throat and eye irritations and presented to Burnbury Hospital on February 1st. The CFMEU has been made aware of at least 25 Albemarle refinery workers who have claimed to have been exposed to harmful chemicals in the past month. An Albemarle spokesperson said that it was close to completing its own investigation into the cause of the symptoms and precautionary measures are in place.
The Union President of Northern Territory Police has criticised a new data IT system for delaying the processing of domestic violence court orders. Last November, the NT government implemented a $58 million crime data IT system, Serpro, to replace NT Police's previous case management software. Serpro is now being criticised by NT Police Association President Nathan Finn, who says the complex interface has made it harder for prosecutors to review the schedule applications for domestic violence orders to be heard in court. NT Police Minister Brent Potter has defended Serpro, claiming the data under the system would be more rich, granular and robust, and would better inform NT policing.
And in international news, hospitals in South Korea are delaying surgeries and turning patients away from emergency departments 3 days into a mass walkout staged by trainee doctors. Around 8,400 trainee doctors have staged a walkout in protest of the South Korean government's proposal to increase medical school student intake. The South Korean government has announced the policy as a means of addressing healthcare shortages brought on by the country's aging population. However, student doctors are protesting the move, saying that it deflects on the real issue of inadequate pay and excessive workloads.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.